The ASX 200 had another solid improvement on Wednesday, rising by just over 1%, and in turn taking the index to its best levels in about a month. So that's quite a contrast compared to what we have seen over the course of recent weeks. Even last week, we saw the index at its worst levels in about a month. So an important feature of the improvement in recent days has been the momentum created by the banks. So that was at the heart of the day's gains today. There were only two sectors that were in negative territory at the close, and that was the energy stocks, and we also saw telecoms lose ground. So that was a reflection of Telstra shares easing by about a half of 1%. They announced today that they would be reducing job numbers by about 1,400. So that's a reflection of the increased competition that telcos are experiencing in general at the moment. TPG providing an example of that, with spending billions on rolling out a new mobile network. On that same theme, Vocus Communications today reiterated its guidance, and the shares rose by 1.4% as the organisation strives to fend off private equity interests in taking that organisation over. The other big story, of course, of the day was the Ten Network going into voluntary administration. There are a number of stories circulating about the fate of the organisation, but fundamentally the administrators would be charged with getting the organisation back into some sort of lean form that might attract potential buyers, but that also brings into question the political side of things, which would require some reform if a domestic operator such as News Corp is going to be in the offing as far as taking control of the organisation. So we saw Nine Entertainment today up by about 6%, Seven West Media was a beneficiary as well, up by about 5%. Healthcare stocks were amongst the most improved today, with the shares rising by 3% where CSL were concerned. We saw some weaker consumer confidence numbers falling for a third month in a row. Chinese economic news, which included retail sales, industrial production and fixed asset investment, basically a mixed bag, but pretty much in line with the market's expectations in the broadest terms, and that helped the Aussie dollar at the margin. It was trading at around 75.5 US cents at the close of Asian trade.